The Shad Olson Show. This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Repeat after me. Capitalism is evil. Capitalism is evil. Capitalism is evil. The wealth of a nation belongs to all the people. The money of the wealthy should be given to the poor. The wealthy among us are parasites, sucking the lifeblood of the common man. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Shad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
Gold is the best investment of the century, growing over 500% since 2001. But right on cue, the pundits on Wall Street are again saying the gold rush is now over. Mind you, they said the same thing when gold prices topped 500 and 1,000. What the founding fathers referred to as the friends of paper money have been dead wrong on gold for a decade, while Swiss America has been right on the money. Why? Because we understand gold is real money. It's no longer just a commodity. And now 90 experts all agree gold is going much higher. Call Swiss America for their new report, Gold Rush is No Bubble. It's free. Call now toll free 866-883-2714. That's 866-883-2714. In today's uncertain world, gold is a wealth preserver, period. Is gold in a bubble? Call toll free 866-883-2714. 866-883-2714 for their new report, Gold Rush is No Bubble.
The Shad Olson Show.
Conservative legend Phyllis Schlafly, welcome to The Shad Olson Show.
Hello, Shad. Always good to talk to you.
Former presidential advisor, author, and comedian Ben Stein, welcome to The Shad Olson Show.
How are you, sir? And I appreciate those very kind words, and I'm humbled.
Colorado Congressman Bob Beaupre, welcome to The Shad Olson Show.
Great to be talking to you again, Shad. Happy New Year, since we haven't spoken yet this year.
International evangelist and author Ray Comfort, welcome to The Shad Olson Show.
Well, thank you for having me on. You've set the bar fairly high there, Shad.
Author and international television host Sid Roth, welcome to The Shad Olson Show.
Oh, it's my privilege, Shad.
South Dakota Lieutenant Governor Matt Michaels, welcome to The Shad Olson Show.
It's a privilege to be with you, Shad, and hello to all the listeners. Thank you for having me on.
Radio and television host Todd Friel, welcome to The Shad Olson Show.
Dude, you are as smooth as butter. I am so glad to meet you. I'm so glad you're there.
The Shad Olson Show. Find today's episode and previous editions of The Shad Olson Show in the podcast page at shadolsonshow.com. That's www.shadolsonshow.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side.
The Shad Olson Show.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Flies buzzing around something rotten or a pile of poo.
Mm. And I think we're also suspicious that flies are up to no good because of the way they go.
So, to eat bugs, we need to overcome what scientists often call the yuck factor.
They also refer to it as the ich response, the bleh reflex, and the coefficient.
By just looking at Matt's head, it was impossible to glean what knowledge was hidden within, so I enticed it into the open by means of a question.
So Matt, can this disgust be overcome?
Absolutely, and I think that sushi is a good example of this. When sushi was first introduced to the world outside of Japan, a really common reaction was disgust. You know, why would you want to eat raw fish? But now sushi is wildly popular in many parts around the world, and yeah. When you think about it, prawns and crabs physiologically aren't too different from insects.
Yeah, that...
Well, it is the all-out push to try to transition humanity into a standard of living that I think is going to help trigger the death instinct for many human beings by simply removing as much of the joy and as much of the visceral enjoyment as they possibly can out of just everyday, mundane human existence. I imagine replacing the steak on your plate with a platter full of writhing cockroaches, or maybe if you're lucky, some French fried crickets, or mealworms, mealworm paste. These are the ideas. This is the end game that they're pushing humanity toward. Remember that scene in The Matrix where they're eating that that amino acid goop, and they were trying to have a debate over whether it tasted like bugs or, I think it was tasty wheat, was the debate that was taking place in that futuristic rendering of what human diet in the future was going to consist of. And you hear this comparison between sushi and the idea of eating insects, and it just makes your skin crawl even to think about it. And for my money, there's no comparison between the two. I like to eat even beef raw is delicious. Have a good steak carpaccio or steak tartare. I love to make steak tartare. You take a good cut of Wagyu beef or something like that. You chop it up fine, little lemon juice and olive oil and some capers. That's delicious stuff. And I would much rather eat raw steak than anything that you could possibly do with an insect. But they're trying to push us toward this because of quote-unquote carbon footprint. But the underlying motivation is to try to get humanity so far out of the comfort zone. Everything that you do in this direction is burdening the human psyche in a direction toward, well, you know, if this is going to be life, if life's going to be living in a 100-square-foot coffin apartment and eating some congealed, squirted-out insect goop as my daily protein allotment, well, you know, it starts to look pretty good that I'm just going to upload myself to the metaverse and maybe just shrug off the organic, fleshly human coil altogether. And that's obviously the direction they go to. This all plays into their depopulation programmatic, which is at the heart and the soul of the Great Reset World Economic Forum modality that they're trying to install over the entirety of the planet. Tommy Collins is our guest from the state of North Dakota. She is a sister in the Lord, and she's a fantastic patriot warrior. She's worked closely with the inner workings of the Trump Circle and has been involved in some of these huge fights and is just working. I was in the state of Arizona. Catch us up on that, Tommy. What's happening in Arizona? I know you put in some of the legwork and groundwork in helping to uncover the election fraud there. You have to be encouraged by what you've seen out of Dinesh D'Souza and 2,000 Mules. What's the latest out of the state of Arizona in uncovering the fraud down there?
Well, we have some really good lawsuits that are going on right now, which I had been pushing for pre-2020. I wanted injunction suits brought on the election machines based on the data that we had uncovered in ranking member Pete Sessions' race out of Dallas, Texas. So a lot of this metadata that was collected in 2020, we already had that in 2018, and we had discovered, you know, several different races that had been rigged. But really, that Pete Sessions' race was huge because we had a smoking gun evidence. And so with that said, that was my push, was get injunctions on these machines. So right now, there is an amazing injunction case being brought on the machines in Arizona. I think that's probably the most important thing. I know there's some others gearing up throughout the nation, and we need to focus on that, getting injunctions on the machines. And that is what I think is going to be our saving grace. And I want to encourage every single person listening here and every single American, you guys, this is the year you have to do your research. If you do not know the people that are on your primary ticket, you have to do your due diligence and figure it out. For instance, up here in North Dakota, we have Doug Burgum, and I think you guys have a similar thing going on with your governor attacking your conservative candidate.
Absolutely right.
Yes, right. And so it's more important than ever. And just remember, most patriot candidates cannot afford super expensive flyers and these fancy commercials. You see those guys? Like, just, you know, beware and do your due diligence.
Right, like, and you mentioned before. I want to flesh it out and put a little meat on the bone in terms of what's actually happening in the state of South Dakota. You're absolutely right. Kristi Noem, you know, termed by many people, and especially people outside the borders of South Dakota, as Liberty Barbie, simply for fact that she didn't lock down the state during the COVID-19 pandemic, has organized and has weaponized and mobilized a PAC, Political Action Committee, attacking grassroots conservative candidates in the state of South Dakota, even to the point of attacking somebody who's running in our U.S. House race, Taffy Howard, who is a dyed-in-the-wool conservative, absolute patriot sister, just a MAGA populist through and through, and yet they're running ads in South Dakota at the behest of Kristi Noem's PAC, attacking her as quote-unquote liberal Taffy Howard. And when I first see these commercials, my jaw just hit the floor at the level of duplicity, the intellectual dishonesty, and that is evil. The good book says if you bear false witness against your neighbor, you're involved in evil. Kristi Noem is an evildoer and is working evil. That's a work of iniquity to call somebody with a voting record like Taffy Howard. Taffy Howard is pro-Second Amendment. She's been pro-life. She's pro-Constitution to the core. I know her personally as a good friend, and to have her assailed and besmirched and denigrated to that degree in that kind of deceit and just utter distortion of her record is absolute evil and iniquity, and we have to call it for what it is. That's what Kristi Noem is doing in our state. It's the exact same thing, and that exact model is happening in North Dakota as well.
North Dakota, that's right. Well, I want to just, Taffy, what position did she have for her voting record? Because I'd like to direct your listeners as to where to go really see the truth. So was she in the House or the Senate in the state?
She's been in both the House and the House and Senate in the legislature.
Wonderful.
She's racked up just an A-plus voting record over time and peer, according to Citizens for Liberty, which keeps the most meticulous voting record, conservative voting records. They give everybody grades. Taffy Howard is A to A plus on every single thing that she's done as a legislator. Now she's running for U.S. House against Rhino Dusty Johnson, who, by the way, voted to certify the election fraud against Donald Trump, has voted in favor of red flag gun laws. He is just a swamp creature all the way through and through, and yet they're holding him up as the conservative. And this PAC is running ads against Taffy Howard, conservative, MAGA populist, all-American, veteran Taffy Howard, denigrating her as a liberal in South Dakota. That's the degree of duplicity of these rhinos.
In addition to Citizens for Liberty, which does a wonderful job, they can also go and take a look at a national organization, which, you know, I've actually looked at their scoring records. They look pretty good. They look really good. It's the CPAC, the Conservative Union. You can go in there and see legislators as well. And then they break it down for you really nicely as to why they agree or disagree. So people can, throughout the United States, can go to Conservative Union. I mean, like, for instance, here, I think the Conservative Union score for Senator Holden overall is like 53%. I know the Freedom Works is like 53, 54% overall. So you can not only see your U.S. representative, your federal representatives, but you can also see your state representatives there nationwide. So with that said, what Doug Burgum is doing, and what's really interesting, is Article 5, Section 10 of our North Dakota Constitution basically lays out that the governor should have no undue influence over the legislature. And what's happening here is, what's really crazy, is Doug Burgum is taking, Governor Burgum is taking our legacy fund money. Now, our legacy fund money comes off the oil fields and other things, tons, billions of dollars, funneling it through to his own investment company, whatever you want to call it. And they're basically, now he is the governor. He's running North Dakota's money. He has it. He's investing in out-of-state entities. So the governor is investing our money in his own business, making money on our money, and then just took $900,000 plus, nearly $1 million, dollars of his own personal money, made off the backs of the North Dakota people, and put it in a PAC that is attacking conservative candidates.
Yes.
And the crazy, I mean, these are nominated by the people at our convention. So the people nominated their candidates, and Doug says, oh, no, you're too stupid, people. I'm going to tell you who the candidate needs to be.
Yes.
And, I'm going to put all these fancy commercials out and these heavy duty flyers. But you know what? The people aren't falling for it. Obviously, I'm very concerned about the machines in North Dakota. And so what we must do in every state in the country is we must be ready to canvass very, very quickly after the primary. Liz Harris down in Arizona did an amazing job. She has an infrastructure. I'm going to be visiting with Liz pulling that infrastructure and hopefully very quickly making it available within the next week so people can, you know, canvassing isn't rocket science either, right? But the legwork to get rolling might be a little rough for people, but the bottom line is we must canvass. We have to not just sit back and let them steal our election, because they're setting these machines in margins.
Well, it's vigilance and it's accountability, and both of those were sorely missing in the 2020 cycle. I argued in the run-up to the 2020 that if we didn't do something preemptively, they were going to steal the election, and they would steal every election after that as a result of their ability to be able to manipulate the process. And that's something you've been intimately involved in combating, and our thanks to you, obviously, for that as well. It should be noted the similarities between what's happening in South Dakota or North Dakota or Wyoming. There's no coincidence in the fact that this similar programmatic's being run by the establishment GOP. They know the energy that's in the electorate in this moment. They're desperate to be able to harness that for themselves and get back into power, shut off the populist resurgence, get rid of Trumpism and Trump as a quantity in the Republican Party. This power structure and power struggle and schism inside the GOP is being widened by what they see as this ripe opportunity to turn back the Democrats and destroy them. What the establishment doesn't understand is that the awakening is because Americans are wide awake to the games that have been played by both halves of the faux binary monolith, this single party system that's been acting as if there's a difference between the Republican and Democrat Party. Americans are awake to this game, and they're only going to be behind people that smell like the conservative brand. So the Republicans are desperate to cast themselves as they're trying to out-MAGA each other in these races. And as you say, you've got to do intelligent research to be able to understand who's real, who's fish and fowl, who's a goat, and who the wheat and the chaff are in these races. Otherwise, everything is lost. But the methods are exactly the same in every single state.
I think what I want to do is get a hold of the folks over at Citizen for Liberty and see if we can't get a link up at americarestored.us to their scoring record for South Dakota.
Yes.
Because I know that they've just done a heck of a job with that. And then we can also include the CPAC, because we want people to see with their own eyes and get to read the bills and say why it was disagreed with or why it was agreed with, without having to go through the mire of reading through every single,
yes,
you know, bill and the way that they're written. So,
well, and FreedomWorks does excellent research and results. You mentioned John Hovind's score being in the 50s. Kristi Noem, during her time as a congressperson in South Dakota, voted for 6 Barack Obama continuing budget resolutions. She racked up a score of 60% during her time in Washington, D.C., which, by the way, ranks her below both Mitt Romney and John McCain. And this is the person that's very clearly being groomed as one of the front runners in this 2024 presidential race. She fancies herself as presidential timber in this race, and she's making open warfare against the most conservative, authentic, genuine, grassroots, conservative, populist MAGA candidates on the grassroots level in South Dakota, and exactly the same thing's happening in your state as well. So anything we can do to help educate people and get them pointed in the proper direction, it has to be done. We can't let these Liz Cheney rhinos regain power of the Republican Party. They're so desperate to have it because they see what's coming. If there are free, fair, and open elections in America, we're obviously in for a cycle of change in this upcoming November election. Rhinos want back in control. We need to do a little rhino hunting and house cleaning in this primary process. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
And vote, and then Merrick Garland's Justice Department filed criminal charges against Peter Navarro. This is not the way civilized countries operate. Just because you control the White House and both houses of Congress does not mean you get to throw your political opponents behind bars. That's not what we do in America. That's what they do in Haiti. But that's what we're doing now. And
this is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.